And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 11th of April, 2009. It was on this day, 1945, American troops entered the Buchenwald concentration camp near Weimar, Germany, where, it is thought, about 56,000 prisoners had died. Even though many of the Americans had fought in the worst battles of the war, they were unprepared for the horrors they saw at Buchenwald. Edward R. Murrow was one of the reporters who was there, so disturbed by what he saw, he could not even talk about it for days. One of the inmates in the camp was a teenager named Elie Wiesel, who went on to write more than 50 books, including his memoir, Night. Elie Wiesel, who said, "The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. The opposite of art is not ugliness, it's indifference. The opposite of faith is not heresy, it's indifference. And the opposite of life is not death, it's indifference." It's the birthday of the humorist Leo Rosten, born in Poland, 1908, who wrote The Education of Hyman Kaplan and also The Joys of Yiddish, in which he wrote about Yiddish words like schlep and klutz, schlemiel, glitch, yente, schmooze, schlump, schnook, schlock, and also the word oi. It's the birthday of the poet Christopher Smart, born in Shipbourne in Kent, England, 1722, who around the age of 30 had a religious conversion and prayed compulsively, or so his friends, including Samuel Johnson, thought. And so he was sent to St. Luke's Hospital for Lunatics, where he did some of his best work, where he wrote his epic Jubilate Agno, in which he praises God for everything in his life, including Jeffrey, his cat. He wrote about his cat, "For I will consider my cat Jeffrey, for he is the servant of the living God, duly and daily serving him. For at the first glance of the glory of God in the east, he worships in his way, for this is done by wreathing his body seven times round with elegant quickness." And it's the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born in Summerside, Canada, 1934. His father was a salesman, traveled all over. So the boy grew up in Nova Scotia, New York City, Cleveland, Colombia, Peru, and Mexico. He set out to become a painter, studied painting at Yale, then turned to poetry. Mark Strand, who said, "Life makes writing poetry necessary to prove I really was paying attention." Here's a poem for today by James Tate entitled Banking Rules. "I was standing in line at the bank, and the fellow in front of me was humming. The line was long and slow, and after a while the humming began to irritate me. I said to the fellow, 'Excuse me, would you mind not humming?' And he said, 'Was I humming? I'm sorry, I didn't realize it.' And he went right on humming. I said, 'Sir, you're humming again.' 'Me? Humming?' he said. 'I don't think so.' And then he went on humming. I was about to blow my lid. Instead, I went to find the manager. I said, 'See that man over there in the blue suit?' 'Yes,' he said. 'What about him?' 'He won't stop humming,' I said. 'I've asked him politely several times, but he won't stop.' 'There's no crime in humming,' he said. I went back and took my place in line. I listened, but there was nothing coming out of him. I said, 'Are you okay, pal?' He looked mildly peeved and gave me no reply. I felt myself shrinking. The manager of the bank walked briskly up to me and said, 'Sir, are you aware of the fact that you're shrinking?' I said, 'I was.' And he said, 'I'm afraid we don't allow that kind of behavior in this bank. I have to ask you to leave.' The air was whistling out of me. I was almost gone." Banking Rules, a poem by James Tate, from Return to the City of White Donkeys, published by Echo and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.